Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola, Billy.
Oh. We got it.
We got it. Hola,
yeah.
Billy. We get it. We get it. Hola.
Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, Editor-in-Chief of Munchies, and welcome back to Munchies, the podcast. On today's episode, we are back in Los Angeles. The new Munchies cookbook is finally out. We just threw a West Coast release party to celebrate, and it was pretty fun. So I've lived in New York for almost 10 years, and I have no problem admitting the following, which is that the Los Angeles food scene has evolved into what might be the greatest in the entire country. The landscape itself lends to the freshest ingredients, perfect weather, style, and creativity that you can really taste in the food. So since we're back in LA, I thought it would be the perfect time to catch up with two native Angelenos to uncover what makes this city the perfect incubator for the creative-minded. Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno of the very popular band Best Coast. Their vibe is part 90s pop, part classic surf rock, and their latest album, California Nights, is an excellent definition of the current sound of LA. And I don't think anyone loves this city more than they do. Bob and Bethany are going to share their favorite aspects of LA and how it actually inspires their music and their eating. Oh, and we have a very, very special surprise for you all. Lily Hayes is back, and so is her son, Kevin. Join us as we hang out in Bob's driveway in Eagle Rock to eat some food and drink some beers.
Okay, guys, this is Lily Hayes again. We are right here at Yoga Coast, Yoga Town, with Best Coast, with Bob and Bethany. We are having a wonderful afternoon talking about...
Okay. We just got takeout and drove back to Bob's house, and we're sitting at a picnic table in his driveway, and everyone is really happy because Lily Hayes is here.
I didn't know that she was going to be here. I got out of the car, I saw Kevin, so that made me excited. Then I see Lily, and I'm just like, oh, like, everything is fine now that Lily Hayes is here.
Everything is fine.
Like, just her whole, like, vibe is just the best thing ever. And Kevin's the best, so the fact that they are, like, mother and son is just like my favorite thing in the world.
Thank you.
Because before I ever met Lily, I loved Kevin, and now I love both of them. So,
yeah, we're geeks for each other.
So, we are sitting here in Bob's driveway eating delicious sandwiches from Little Flower Candy Shop, Candy Company.
Candy Company.
Whoops. And here we are. And who are you?
I'm Bob Bruno. I do music stuff, eat food. I'm eating a sandwich right now, Italian sandwich. It's really good.
I'm Bethany from Best Coast. I sing and write songs and play guitar, barely. And I'm eating a salmon bowl because I know how much Bob loves fish. So I'm doing it for him.
No, thank you.
And we're here in Los Angeles. Welcome. Welcome to LA.
And I'm Lily Hayes. I'm everybody's friend. And I'm in the Bob's backyard, too.
And I'm Kevin Hayes, her son.
So how do you guys know Kevin and Lily? What's the connection of you all?
I saw Bob play at Largo. I saw him open for John Bryan, and it got my mind fucking blown. Like, I was, like, totally, like, what's going on? Because, like, he was in this, like, bunny suit and, like, in, like, a sea of toys, and, like, everything about it was, like, my favorite thing ever. And he was opening for, like, a musician who's, like, my favorite musician. So I was like, what is happening? And then I saw him at, like, a few parties and stuff. And then I saw both of you guys at Echo Curio a long time ago when they were playing in a band called Pocahontas. Yeah, I mean, I remember when we went to Largo once. And this is when I was, like, Bob's friend and shit. And so we'd go to shows. And then he was, like, kind of done playing solo music. And he was just like, oh, yeah, I think... Bethany and I are going to start a band called Best Coast. And I was just like, you're ruining your life, Bob. You can't do it. Like, oh my God, like the bunny suit, you can't retire it. And then like fucking quickly, like they were like selling like CDRs in like the venues what they were playing and like blowing up. And I was like, never listen to me, man. Like, just like, yo, man, like, yeah, like fuck my opinions.
I think it was like before you even had an Instagram. For mom, like you didn't even have an Instagram yeah. yet. You were just like making features on Kevin's Instagram, yeah. and I think I was like with Bob, and we were on tour, and I was like, "Who is this woman?" And I was like, "That's Kevin's mom," and I was like, "I'm obsessed with her." And then it was like you would just post more and more, and then I was like, "Wait, Bob, have you met her?" And Bob was like, "Yeah, I've met her before," and I was like, "So I was like starstruck," and then the first time I met her, I like told Kevin, I was like. Because then by that time he had like made her the Instagram and she was like blowing up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm just like a Lily Hayes like fangirl. And we were playing at the Henry Fonda. And like I went home and then I like came back to the venue and I had no idea that she was going to be there. I knew Kevin was coming. But I think I told Kevin, like, if you don't bring Lily, like you can't come to the show. But he didn't really say anything. And I walked downstairs and I just hear her and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I run over and I'm like, Lily! And then we just like had the best connection. I mean, what is there to not love about this woman? She's like my guru.
I mean, we're eating really delicious food. Can you guys tell us like what
we're eating? From Little Flower Candy Company. I thanked them on the first couple Best Coast records. I used to live really close to there, so when Best Coast they kind of opened around the same time that Best Coast started, so that was another place where I don't know, there was just something about going there and the food was really good. And it wasn't like definitely people know about it now, but yeah, back then
it was like no one went there.
It was me and like moms.
Yeah.
Like rich moms eating.
Yeah.
Having lunch together.
We used to order takeout from there. Or yeah. like not takeout. We would like drive there like when we were recording some of the earliest Best Coast stuff, like at his house. We would like jump in his van and like drive there and get food. And I think I was vegan at the time, so it was like there were options for me there. It's also the funniest place because I always text him whenever I eat there. I usually eat there by myself because it's one of those places that I like going to on like an afternoon where I don't have much to do. They always are playing Best Coast and I'm like sitting there eating alone. I always get what I'm eating right now, the salmon bowl. And I'm always sitting there eating by myself. And next thing I know, it's like I hear my own stupid voice singing and I'm like, thank you for the support, but also like why when I'm in here?
Yeah. That happened to me one time. I was talking to the owner, Christine, and a Best Coast song came on. She's like, sorry, that wasn't planned. Like, oh, it's cool. I don't mind. Like,
I mean, how does it make you feel to like eat alone and then just literally hear?
I think it's yourself? Hilarious. Yeah. I think it's like kind of one of the tightest feelings. I'm like, cool. I'm like a musician, but I'm also like not some egomaniac that's like thinks I'm too cool to like go eat by myself in my sweatpants. Like, no, that's like, I'm literally, I feel like eating by myself, doing most things by myself is like the fucking greatest thing ever. Like, yeah. I would rather hang out by myself than with other people.
Eating alone is one of the most underrated things
yeah.
of all time. Like, that was kind of in a small part how I got really into food and finding cool places. Was when I was touring, that would be my moment to myself where I would just walk around the town by myself and find a cool restaurant. I was like, I'm just gonna spend money and eat something nice, and it's like a short vacation for myself from the rest of the band. This is pre-Best Coast, like
he needs a vacation from me too, though.
Yeah, still that's
true. He still does that.
Yeah.
So it's your way of like getting away from each other.
Yeah. Or just yeah, getting away from anybody. But also, it's like it's a good time to like be inspired by food. You start thinking about things, and I'll think about music a lot, or like get different ideas while I'm just sitting there eating. And or lately, it's like getting ideas about cooking at home and stuff. That's my new hobby. Like, over playing guitar or whatever.
It's funny because I'll ask Bob all the time if I'm going to like an area in LA that I'm not super familiar with or I don't go there very often, I'll text Bob. Instead of going on Yelp, I'll text Bob and I'll be like, hey, what do you think would be good for me to eat? Because he knows I'm weird with food. Like there's certain things I stay away from. There's certain stuff I'm like obsessed with and he knows all of that stuff. And so I'll be like, what's a good spot you think for me like in this area? And he'll send me back like two options and then he'll tell me like if those places are closed there's also this place. Like he's like an encyclopedia of like many different topics. So
and what,
yeah, that's facts. I love these two more than anything, but like Bob, he's an endless well of like knowledge. Like
I mean, do you guys feel like, I mean, in a lot of American cities restaurants are powered by Yelp, unfortunately, and it seems like in LA that's also the case. Do you guys read the Yelp comments? And I feel like it's probably similar to like reading comments about your music and being like, is this accurate? I don't know.
The second you asked that, I was like, oh, Bob's got a story.
I mean,
Yelp. I think Yelp is hilarious.
Yelp. Yeah, it's not. I'm not there seeking knowledge. It's more like
you're looking for like lulls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I'll see the most bleak place. A lot of, and some of them are by where my mom lives, which is in this town, Tahunga, that's north of here. And I'm like, I want to know what people are saying about this place because it can't be good. And usually it's not. Or like we stayed at this hotel recently and I came back with all these bug bites. And it's like, am I like going crazy or like is there like a problem here? And then I want Yelp and I texted Beth. I was like, oh my god, you got to read this stuff. It's like the most, just so many one stars, yeah, about this place.
Which is crazy because it's like a popular hotel and yeah, we were like he texted me and I was like, he's being dramatic. And then I looked and I was like, whoa, okay. I use Yelp a lot on tour because I'll try and figure out like what's around us, because most of the cities I don't know like where the hell I am. And I'm like, what's around here? I like that I can filter it by trying to look for like something cheap or something like with outdoor seating or whatever. But as far as like reviews go, like I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, it has 3 stars on Yelp, I can't go there. I'm like, I want to experience this for myself.
I mean, I'm lucky now, like, because people know, like, what foods I'm into or, like, how I am about it. Like, I'll get a lot of recommendations from locals that will just, like, message me or something. Like when we were in Connecticut, I had to go to Louis' Lunch where they invented the hamburger. And then
he ate it, like, 3 times.
Yeah. There are multiple visits. And then I had to go to Sally's and this one dude that was from there, he was like, here's what you order. And I followed it, and it was incredible. And there were things I wouldn't have ordered if I had just walked in.
I want to know, specifically for you, you were saying you're particular with, like, eating certain things.
I, like, go back and forth between being, like, I'm gluten-free, or I'm vegan, or I'm ovo, like, lacto, whatever. Like, I feel like a lot of it was in the past when I was like younger, and now I'm just sort of like, I try to stay away from dairy because it like makes my skin break out really bad, and I also try not to eat any meat that isn't fish. But Bob hates fish. Like Bob and I like hate and love kind of the same shit, but then we have these random like total polar opposite things. Like he hates avocado and fish, which are like my two.
I'm learning to like avocado.
Yeah, that's true.
Fish, never. It will never happen.
I feel like I saw you eat fish one time and you were like, I think you were with me and you were like, I just want to try it. And then you did and you were like, no.
Yeah, no, like I can have like ahi carpaccio. Yeah. Like that's about it. Or like fish and chips, that's mostly batter. I'm into that.
Yeah. So basically right now I eat eggs and fish, but I don't eat any dairy or any meat. And who knows how long this like thing will last. But I think now too, I just try to eat what makes me feel good, because in the past I feel like I've just like restricted myself too much, or I've cared too much, or I've just like binged and eaten every disgusting thing. And so now I'm like, I just try to eat what makes me like not feel like I want to like throw up and die, which is mostly like healthy stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's the weirdest thing on our rider?
We don't have anything weird. Yeah. It's like super...
Ours is like pretty basic.
Yeah.
It's like hummus. Like,
I mean, is there a rider that doesn't have hummus and the veggie tray on it?
I feel like... I also feel like even if you don't have that on your rider, they'll still give it to you. Yeah. Because they just assume every band loves hummus.
Yeah. There's beer, tequila, wine, Kind bars, which people love. I love them. And, but Kind bars is weird. I don't eat them when we're at the venue or something. I hoard them in my bag, and then when we have a day off in a hotel and I'm super lazy, I was like, I'm just gonna eat a Kind bar right now. And then stuff to make sandwiches on the bus. So it's like bread, like turkey, just sandwich shit.
All right. All of the New Yorkers are getting depressed because we've just had daylight savings and seasonal affective disorders in full effect. So like, a lot of people are moving here, not just from New York, but from all over, all sorts of people. But I'm noticing there's a lot of artists, musicians, chefs, etc. Like, what do you think it is about Los Angeles that is pulling people here, besides the obvious beautiful skies?
There's kind of like something for everyone and like a little bit of everything. Every kind of geographical location, like, you know, and... Obviously, the weather is good. There's good food.
Yeah, it's a good place. You can be as involved with everything as you want, or just withdraw completely and create your own kind of world wherever. And I think the weather helps with that.
Yeah. The weather is the best, and they're good people. They are good people in Los Angeles. Yes, yeah. They are.
I also feel like if you move here from somewhere else, it's like you already have a crew here, because like people are just coming, like. Hard. Like, I had some friends from Miami, and they came like 30 deep. It's like all of Miami came. It's just the weirdest thing, you know?
Well, I mean, especially in the food world, like Jonathan Gold, who I think is probably the only food writer in the world who's won a Pulitzer Prize, lives here. And yep. LA is so sprawling. And it seems like there's so many worlds to fall into here. But like, for you guys, you're, I think, working on a new album. Where do you go for inspiration? Is there a place in the city?
I feel like our inspiration comes from like our own homes and just like our own like
100%.
Yeah. Like Bob and I are not what you would think of as probably like a typical like rock star or like, and please everyone listening know that I was doing quotes when I said that. I just feel like people assume they're like, oh, you play music and you tour for a living, like you must live a really exciting life. And it's like he and I can both usually be found like in our homes, on our couches, watching TV, texting about the TV that we're watching.
Yeah.
Obviously, like we both have our like activities that we enjoy doing, but I think that's part of like the core of like what Best Coast is it's just like two people that are like supremely into just being themselves and doing their own thing and like not feeling like we have to fit some sort of mold of like not just like musically but also I think just as people. Like he and I never feel the need to like fit in with some sort of like stereotype of what a like LA rocker is. Like we're the opposite of that, you know. And I think that's why people like us.
Yeah, if I start feeling any like that at all, I think I'm doing something wrong, so I steered the complete opposite direction.
But you know, that's not to say that like the city in itself doesn't inspire us. Like I think part of what we do is inspired just by like the vibe that this city like just has, you know. It's like it's one of those things that feels very like it's not easy to explain to people, because I get asked all the time like, what does California music sound like? I'm like, I don't know. It's just like a personality in itself. And I feel like when you hear it and when you experience it and you feel it, you just know. It's like one of those, it's just like some weird cosmic like connection sort of thing.
Well, I mean, as the outsider New Yorker person who's very pale because I'm indoors all the time and I don't know what sunlight looks like, I loved California Nights, and I feel touched upon something really interesting as an outsider, which is sort of like, can you describe a little bit about literally how different it is here, sort of the inspiration of nights versus day in the city?
I did another thing where they were asking me about bars to drink at and where I like to go, and I was like, well, are we talking daytime or nighttime? Because it's two different things. There's like day drinking spots and night drinking spots. So, but yeah, even just getting out of your house and taking a walk, it's really inspiring for me, just the surroundings. Even if it's like in a negative way where I just see a bunch of people that are infuriating to me, that's inspiration.
I mean, I think of it too as this thing where it's like LA is such a like, it's such a rowdy, like crowded zone. And I feel like that vibe goes away at night, like in certain places. Like I think where Bob and I live, like this area on the east side, it's almost like silent at night. Like you can literally, you would almost feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. It's like, no, I'm just in Eagle Rock or I'm in Glendale, but like I somehow still feel like I'm like on a ranch in the middle of nowhere because I don't hear anything, you know? And it's like, there's like an aspect of solitude.
Thinking about when you started, how do you feel LA is different, and has that affected how you write and how you think of yourselves as a band?
To me, it's always the same. I was born here.
Yeah.
And no matter who comes in here, as annoying as they can be, it's not going to change my vibe or my outlook, because I've been here, I can create my own world, and that's what I do, so.
Wonderful afternoon with the best people in town.
Someone earlier was like, your mom's kind of like ODB, who just like, you'll never know what's about to come out of her mouth, but it's just like, whatever it is, it's like you're down with.
I'm just going to say the best of the best. I am really a lucky woman. I just know the best people, no good people. They don't even come around me, and I don't know them, and let them stay there, and that's it. So
okay, turn it off.
Always when we see each other, it's just fun.
Thanks so much to Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno of Best Coast, Kevin Hayes, and of course, the incredible Lily Hayes. And as always, thanks so much to my podcast producer, Phil Domachowski. If you've been listening to the show, you already know about our very first cookbook. It's called Munchies, Late Night Meals from the World's Best Chefs. It is the greatest cookbook that has ever been created, but I'm completely biased. It's filled with 65 recipes from your favorite chefs. You can order a copy online, or even better, buy it in person and support a local retailer. You'll find it wherever books are sold. As always, you can get all of our delicious Munchies content over at munchies.tv. Hit us up at Munchies on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook too. And if you like the show some love and rate it on iTunes. It really does help us out. I'm Helen Holliman. I'll talk to y'all real soon.